Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
How awesome would it have been if Oprah back in the day did one show where her entire audience was people who were being unfaithful to their partners? And then she surprised them with her classic, "You're a cheater!"
Yeah.
And "You're a cheater! You're a cheater! Everyone here is a cheater!"
I think that's what Jerry Springer was doing.
Yeah, I think that is that.
I think Oprah's mad that she didn't think of it before we did.
That's what it is.
We're doing it instead, Oprah, right now with Busted. Got a few listeners on the line ready to tell us how they caught their dumb exes cheating on them. We're going to start with Jenna. Jenna, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Oh, man. Well, I was dating this guy. We'd been dating for about 2 years.
Whoa, long time.
Yeah. And basically, one day he told me he decided to join the military.
Oh, that's
it's
always not a good spur of the moment decision. That should be thought out and discussed. Yeah.
Like after a really bad fight, like, that's it, I'm joining the military.
I'm not even going to lie.
Get away from me.
You guys, my brother-in-law, that's when he, like, my sister and him broke up for a week, and in that time, he joined the Navy. Anyway, continue.
Well, he's definitely not the rough and tough type, and never mentioned it before, so of course I was like, what?
Yeah.
But I was trying to be supportive, and he basically told me that he had to go and do this like month-long military boot camp.
Right.
Okay. Of course,
well, right, so and he's going to have to move all over the country.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, well, let's just see how this goes. So you can imagine my complete surprise when he's supposed to be gone, but I bump into him at my local grocery store.
What?
No. Oh. What?
No. Was he on leave? Was he going to surprise? He was going to do one of those military soldier surprise things?
Maybe it was Fleet Week.
That's completely where my mind goes. So, of course, I run up to him like, oh, my God, babe, were you here to surprise me? Did I, like, ruin the surprise, right?
Yeah, you're not bad.
He turns ghost white, looks completely shocked. 2 seconds later, these two little kids come running around by the end cap of the grocery store like, hey, Dad, can I get this? Hey, Dad, can I get this?
Wait, what?
Did you know he had kids?
Not only did he have kids, but he was completely married, whole separate life.
No.
I was dating one of those guys.
How did they feel about him joining the military? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He didn't join, did he?
Oh, my God. We got to keep this going. We're going to go to William. William, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Yeah, so my girlfriend went skydiving, right? And she had these photos. The photos came back.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got them, she wouldn't let me see them. She was, like, super weird about it.
That's odd.
People are so proud of those photos. They go immediately up on social media.
Yeah.
Like, it's a huge moment in someone's life when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I thought it was really weird. And she was like, oh, no, I look really bad. I look really bad. She was just, she was adamant.
Fair point there, right, Alexis?
Yeah. Oh, totally. I'm sure your cheeks are blowing, like some spit coming out.
Yeah, I didn't know what the deal was. So,
One
day when she wasn't home, I grabbed the USB that the photos came on, and I opened them up, and I was shocked because, you know, normally with a new jumper, you do, like, the tandem jump, you know, when you're, like, strapped to the dude's, you know, front.
Yeah.
Well, she was rigged up so that they were belly to belly and, like, face to face.
What the heck?
Wait, did she join the Mile High Club literally? Like,
yeah, well, she might have because they were kissing in the photo. Her and the instructor were kissing in the
photo.
Oh my God. Wow. But also,
that
kind
is
of
so hot.
That's kind of talented.
I'm sorry.
Did you confront her about that?
Yeah, I confronted her. I was like, what is this? What's going on? And she tried to play it off. She was like, oh, no, it's a special thing they do for first-timers.
Oh, calm your nerves.
Really
calm your nerves. Yeah.
Did she happen to mention the name of this jump place that she went to? Just curious.
No, I wouldn't give it out. I'm not giving them free ads.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'll have to Google that later, I guess. We've got Alyssa's been waiting on hold here. So, Alyssa, tell us how you busted your significant other.
So, we were eloping. We're at the courthouse.
Okay.
Wait, this is on your wedding day?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, no.
So we're at the ceremony part, and it's the part where we're saying, you know, I do.
Yeah.
And I notice my fiance is not really looking at me.
Uh-oh.
He's kind of looking, like, behind me.
Okay, maybe he's nervous.
You're not supposed to look at the bride on the wedding day, sure. though, right? Isn't that the rule?
I don't think so, Jeff.
You're focusing on the wrong thing, Jeff.
So he's starting to say the words I do, and I turn behind me, and I see my frickin' sister mouthing, "I do." Like,
what?
Or at the same time he is.
Maybe she was just reminding him of what to say.
Yeah. It's a lot to remember for a guy.
Two words that he had to put together.
It's better than time holding up right. a cue card.
Yeah. That's terrible. What happened?
Oh, well, I stopped the ceremony and I just ran out of there.
Aww. Oh, I'm sorry.
So then a year later, same frickin' date, they get married.
Oh! Wow.
On your wedding day?
Were you the maid of honor?
No, I was nowhere to be found.
Are you still cool with them?
Oh, I don't think so, Jeff. I think that's it.
No?
Yeah, no, it's not cool anymore.
Are you sure?
Having any sister lunches anytime
soon? No.
Well, at least you have a brother-in-law that you know you like, sort of.
Gross. I'm sorry.
Well, make sure to hit up our text board at 78592 if you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating and you could be on the next edition of Busted. Got your phone tab coming up next.